You are listening to 漫画先生。
So, for the past two days, we've talked, or two episodes at least, we've talked about tai and garu. Once and someone else perceived to be wanting something because of that important area of information. Today, we're going to be talking about another adjective that increases desire. However, alongside of that showing of desire, we want to be able to do it over a particular item. So, when we want an item, we put it with 欲しい as the adjective.However, if someone else wants something, we put, like we mentioned last time, 欲しがる, and putting the direct object with o. Now, with 欲しい, because it is an e adjective, we want to put the thing that we want with が. So let me do two sentences that are the exact same, but one is I want something, and the second example is somebody else wants something. Let's use the example of a new phone. So if I say 私は新しい, so new, I, new, phone be 携帯,携帯が is our object. I want this. が欲しい。私は新しい携帯が欲しい。I want a new 携帯。Now, if I believe you want a new 携帯 and your name is Miku, I'm not using Miku. Miku is a fantastic podcast. Make sure to check her stuff out. Then let's use, how about Michiko? Michiko は新しい携帯を欲しがっています。欲しいを、because that's the object they want. がる、欲しがる、欲しがっている、欲しがっています。So we're going to put that all together. みちこさんは新しい携帯を、right? Oh, don't make that mistake like I just did. を欲しがっています。Now, what's the difference between this and tai?Tai goes directly after a verb and conjugates the verb, so it's therefore affecting the verb. Hoshi comes after the direct object. In this case, o or ga, which is what marks it, and then it's going to be talking about we want that object. So, if I want ice cream, it would be 私はアイスクリームを欲しが、sorry, I in this case, right? 私はアイスクリームが欲しい。If you want ice cream, I believe you want ice cream. ルースさんはアイスクリームを欲しがっている。Want, seems to want ice cream. Now, if I want to eat ice cream, emphasis on the eat here, 私はアイスクリームを食べたいです。If I believe you want to eat ice cream, then it'd be something along the lines of
ルースさんはアイスクリームを食べたがります。
They want to eat ice cream, past tense, gotti. Now, this also can be a unique, weird interaction here because we have when I want something, when you want something, when I want to verb, when you want to verb. And being able to place that o versus that ga is very important. In case of tai, we have one being more or less important. Ga being the subject, it's more important than a direct object, which is o. O, sorry. And then we have things such as hoshi, which is a direct object, comes after o or ga.O for somebody else, ga for myself. And then garu here is going to be just expressing things for somebody else. Hoshi garu versus hoshi, right? Now, there is another particular time where hoshi is used. This is when you use someone that you're familiar with, not someone above you, but when you want someone that's across the board, like your equal, your friend, your family member, or someone who's younger than you in age or status, and then you want them to do something. I want you to take a picture of me.
僕の写真を撮ってほしい。
It's the verb base te plus ほしい。So, if I want you to take a picture again, it's なんか撮ってほしい。Now, with ほしい, we notice we have a long e there. This is just like any other e adjective. We want to make sure that we are using it correctly, and we want to conjugate ほしかった, for example. Now,when we use base te hoshi, it's very, very similar to, you know, we've talked about morao before. It's very, very similar to moraitai. So if I want to say to be of receiving something, it's the same concept. You want to be receiving of. In this case as well, you want to be receiving of. So if I say,
私はあなたの英語に教えてもらいたい。It's the same exact sentence as 私はあなたの英語をなんか教えてほしい。Okay,
I want to receive. Now, if you'd like to make this for someone who is older, more responsible, or respect somebody, you can always use いただきたい。
いただきます。いただきたい。いただきたいのですよ。
So, with that in mind, I hope that helped you. Thank you so much for listening today. Remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to become fluent in Japanese, so let's make some mistakes. Until tomorrow, じゃあね。